I don't know how long he'll go. Let's go 2:30. Motion to go to 2:30 on the table of that.
Second. Aye.
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 I am not excited, he says.
Should we say something to Roden Bridge that Danny, we got Danny all fired up?
You know something? You may want to have to go back and executive for these. Okay. These are individual names, too.
Okay.
I don't know if we have to or not, but that's something we got to talk about with Frank. So. Anyway.
Nice to see you, gentlemen. Sorry to keep you waiting. Could have been a lot longer if we hadn't exercised discipline. You know how Bob is, he goes, oh, shut up. All right.
We had some unfinished business from this morning. I don't know if we want to go.
Yes, we got two petitions.
We got Mel Hall, or we've got Hidden Meadow, Meadowline, and the other one.
And you also have a report. You're going to give us some information regarding costing.
Yes.
I think I finally want to hear the costing first.
Start with that, yeah. Reno Springs is what I was trying to remember.
This one piece of paper Jim said was difficult to read. It was last week, and it was Friday, and I worked on Saturday, and I worked on Sunday. This is the most simplest terms I can put it in and still make it understandable. These are roads that have been taken in since 2007. Just thought I'd throw that in there for informational purposes.
Oh, Mike.
These are roads that were taken in since 2003.
Why'd you underline 2009? You making a point?
I think that's just totals under there.
Okay. I see.
So before you get started, if I was to ask, for instance, in 2003, we took 2.91 miles in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you even, anyway, if I was asked what it cost us on those roads that we took in 2003, can you tell me what we spent on them? Or maybe the ones in 2007.
Yes.
About that, 2007.
Yes, that's about when our records started becoming more
pretty close.
More detailed, yeah.
Okay. And so
a lot of the cost is that upfront cost that I think Danny mentioned this morning, that people want them taken in for a particular reason usually, and there's an upfront cost, like Reno Springs Estates Road this morning. We have a video of it if you'd like to see it after we start talking about it. It's in pretty poor shape, so Randy's recommendation after his review was to scarify it and turn it back into a base road and possible chip seal in a year or two.
Okay.
And basically, that's my recommendation on a lot of the county roads, is that we, I know Jim had kind of wanted to not take any roads in, but my recommendation is that we take those in under a Class 6 standard on those roads and you know, run a maintainer down them a couple of three times a year. The road like the one that you're talking about, having experience with two or three other roads that we did that way and had to wait for chip and seal to even be chip and seal till the next year, they held up real well because they have that tar and extra aggregate that you, when you turn it over,
right,
mixed in, and it makes a hard surface the roller is put over it, especially if it's done during any damp, wet type of years.
We have the water truck now.
We got a water truck now, and you almost, it's almost concrete surface when you get finished.
There's actually additives you can put into the water truck that would dust suppression and compaction liquids that are relatively inexpensive, and you would keep the dust down on a gravel road, and it helps keep the aggregate together also.
One question I have is all our mileage that we are talking about is for both sides of the road, for the full width of the road.
Yes, I took a common term in engineering terms is lane mile out, because that confuses most people I've ever talked with. What is a lane mile? These numbers are from the past 2 or 3 years records of work that we've actually done or had done for us. The hot mix roads, those are actual costs that we've had for roads that have been paved in the recent year or two, one being T10, historic 165, and things like that. Typically, a road in Taney County driving surface is 22 to 24 feet.
I got to ask this question before you go on any farther. Is you're figuring like our 165, cost of 165 in with our regular cost of county roads, the overlay on 165.
That's how I came up with the accurate cost of what
hot per
mix,
mile.
Hot mix roads.
Per mile.
Yes.
Okay. Threw in on all, with all other
hot mix roads.
Hot mix
is one category, chip seal one category.
Yes, okay. And I did have some preliminary estimates done for some neighborhoods in Branson area, and actually talked to the vendors, Jernigan and Table Rock Asphalt, for a laydown price. And so those estimates for laydown price in those neighborhoods that we haven't done yet were used in this asphalt hot mix road calculation also. In the asphalt application or annual cost is also two treatments, preventive maintenance treatments. One could be a slurry seal, one could be a microsurface, but they're generally the most inexpensive protecting layers you can put on an asphalt surface to get that 20-year lifespan out of it. If you do not do one of those protecting layers, you will not get a serviceable life of 20 years out of it. So I highlighted the annual cost
of the treatment too.
Yes.
So $1,800 per mile annually for just the to make it 20 years for the preventive maintenance.
Yes.
Additional to the $6,300 number.
No, not in addition. The way I came up with that $6,300 was
okay. I see the
$4,000 plus $1,800 plus $500, and routine is trench work, crack sealing, and pothole. Things that fall outside the normal scope of doing a treatment on any entire surface.
So that's where you get your $6,300, okay?
Yes, sir.
So I don't have my calculator, but if all of our roads were hot mix, 553 miles, that's $6,300 a mile. How much is that?
A lot.
$3 million or $30 million?
We got $3 million on the 167 miles right there, Chuck. It says 3,006,000.
So that'd be $30 million.
No. Well, just out of what we currently own is hot mix road, 167,000 miles. It would cost us $13,300,000 if we were to overlay all of those roads today.
Okay.
But I'm looking at your yellow highlighted. Uh-huh. It's total annual cost per mile. $6,300 per mile.
Yes, sir. And that's amortized over 20 years, that cost.
Okay.
What your question? I got a calculator right here. What's your question?
Well, if we went back to the chip and seal cost, the $38.30 annual cost per mile,
Right.
For 553 miles.
Chip and seal for 553. Right?
553 times 3830 is what?
3830 times 553 is 2,117,000 and some change.
So, if that, and that, I mean, that's labor, materials, and that's the cost of the
mop. Yes.
And we're spending how much now?
Well,
you. Road and bridge budget?
We have about a $2.5 million salary budget.
That's correct.
We have $1 million, just under $1 million, that goes to TIFs, General GCR, and Sheriff. That's in the road and bridge budget. We have approximately $1 million we spend per year on equipment. And then we have about a $6.5 million budget to $7.5 million, depending on work that's been done based on the past 3 or 4 years records.
What was your number again, Jim?
Number is 2,117,990 is the actual number.
If we were to maintain the chip seal roads at our current rate and add in the annual cost of the hot mix roads, that number comes to $1.9 million per year to do sufficient maintenance to the network of roads, minus the $25,000 for gravel roads. So we're at just under $2 million to maintain our chip seal and our hot mix roads or asphalt roads. You add 2.5 to 3 in salaries in there. That puts us at a 4.5 to 5, and all the other associated costs come up to almost $2 million, so that's right at $7 million, which is still about $500,000 more than where we need to be at.
Right.
Based on revenue.
Okay, humor me just a little more here. 167 miles times 6,300.
167 times the 6,300 price comes out to $1,052,100.
Fifty-five times four fifty-five
is $25,025.
So if we add those three numbers up, that's a little over $3 million annual cost to maintain all our roads, according to your stuff here, right?
1.2.
668,000. Let me. The other thing is, Chuck, you got to add the 100, the 1,800 per mile also for prevent. No, you're right. So 6,300 times 167 miles annually comes up to 1,052,000. 52,100. And then the other number is 3,831 miles equals 1,267,730 plus 1,052,100 plus 25,025. That number comes up to two, according to these numbers, that total number for those three categories would be 2,344,855.
Okay.
Well, Alex said the first one, chip and seal, was 2.11.
Well, you said 551.
Well, I did.
You said 551, and I wasn't sure what that number is, but yeah, it's that first number actually is
31 times 3830 is what?
31 times is 1,267,730.
So where I'm puzzled, Frank, is if these three annual costs are annual costs,
mm-hmm.
and you add those three up, we're $2.5 million.
Right, and we're not maintaining the system or network to this degree.
But if we're not being worse yet, then wouldn't it?
Well, let me ask you this question to follow up his question. Does all the labor need to be added to this?
No, this is labor and equipment included. And
it's not possible because our labor alone is $2.5 million. That makes sense?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So we're saying $2,344,000, but it can't include labor.
Well, it does in the sense that for these three procedures, it includes labor.
What else does Road and Bridge do besides Road and Bridge?
They do mowing. They do snow plow. You know, winter maintenance.
Okay, but snow plowing should be part of the cost of maintenance.
It should, but it's not something that I could really put in. A number two, because of not knowing the frequency from one storm a year ago to five storms this year.
Sure. I hope you understand where,
absolutely.
Chuck's coming from, and where I'm now coming from is, I almost have to say labor's got to be not included in this. Because otherwise this tells me that you've got a lot of people that's...
There's a lot of time and effort spent on chip seal prep. Months, 4 to 5 months.
Okay, but that should be in the chip seal program then.
It is.
Okay, that should be part of that cost.
It is. It is. This $21,000 per mile is off of worksheets that we've turned, that the crews have turned in, and that those labor figures have been attributed to this cost, the $21,000 figure.
I see the $21,000. That's divided by 5 years, correct?
5.5
years. Which gets you down to...
Not divided by... I've divided 21,000 by...
Take five, a time 331 and then divide by 5.5 years.
Right.
That gets you to your $3,830 number per mile annually.
Yes. But some of those years, the when you're on that rotation... $3,800 is still attributing cost to those roads that you're not actually doing treatment surfaces on that particular year.
Well, I understood, but I guess my question is, the numbers don't make sense.
Okay.
Because if these, the three numbers in yellow, the 3830, the 6300, and 455,
mm-hmm.
are numbers of what it costs to maintain a road.
Including labor.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're only spending $2.5 million
of your $7 million.
If we use that figure for the miles of road, we'd only be spending $2.5 million, and we know that's not right.
So it's like, I mean, this tells me you're overstaffed.
Well,
it seems to say that these numbers would be half of what it's really costing us.
There's a lot of things attributed to our budget.
Okay.
That are not reflected in these numbers. Several, probably $2 or $3 million.
That are not attributed to chip seal, hot mix, or gravel?
Yes.
Okay.
Those numbers being approximately, like I said, $1 million out of to GCR and Sheriff. I think one is $387,000, one is $185,000, and then we also spend...
But what are they...
About $600,000+ on TIF costs. That comes out of Road and Bridge budget.
Rick, are you listening to this?
I'm trying to listen. We're the same
time. You may have to get to a microphone, because I kind of see where you're coming from, Frank, but then it leaves me more questions. And
my hope and focus on this, what you're looking at today, was strictly the road. It's the roads. And their maintenance themselves.
It does
not attribute. This is not the report that I have. You asked me to do a manpower and staffing report. This is not part of that report.
So there's no labor in this, you're saying?
There is labor in this. It costs us $80,000 a mile to do an inch and a half overlay. Labor included. It costs us $21,000.
So when you said...
That lay down cost.
Yeah, but... Yes. The math is not adding up here, and I maybe I'm not asking the question right. If we have attributed all the miles we've got in the maintenance program,
mm-hmm.
and you've now calculated with labor what it costs to maintain that road per mile in a width of 22 to 24
right.
feet, depending on what it is,
right.
if I add all that up, which is the labor included, that comes up to less than we're paying on just labor only.
So you're, yeah.
My point is,
the question is, where's the rest of
where are you spending the rest of your money? Because according to this, we shouldn't be spending. But I mean, the problem is this. If labor's included, how much additional work is the road and bridge department doing not related to these roads? Because that's what I thought our job is. Right. I mean, if you're mowing next to a road, you know, obviously mowing is not attributed to a maintenance road. It's in general. We mow all roads, do we not?
We do.
Roads that we maintain and we don't maintain?
No, we mow most 90 plus percent of county maintained roads.
Okay, so that number should be in this number two then, mowing.
It should. It's not.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure you guys have questions, but let me ask. I mean, if we buy another grader, it's to maintain a gravel road. That equipment cost should be part of that gravel road expense.
And they are in this equation here.
Okay. Then so I'm saying you should be able to run your department for $3.5 million.
Well, what I'm saying is there's...
I can see another million pretty easy because he does have, and maybe he hasn't expensed it out, there's expenses that we draw for road and bridge patrol, there's administrative costs that come to general county revenue, and then the TIF costs, and those will total somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million, I know.
So right.
There'll be another million there.
That's how I got to 3.5.
Yeah. What was it?
Okay. I mean, I went from 2.3 to...
Have you figured in your insurance costs, work comp, those things? I mean, okay. There's probably... at least, if you include medical and everything, probably another million in insurance costs. So I mean, so you really haven't got a good. I mean, because those medical costs are part of your payroll costs, or
it's like a cost of ownership, cost of doing business.
Yeah, he may be underestimating the cost of maintaining roads because he hasn't included those things possibly. But
here's where I think I may have made a mistake. These costs are to do this. Road surface maintenance treatments to the roads. If we wanted to include the mowing, the striping, road signs, those types of things, it would change this figure slightly. But there's what I'm saying is I need to bring back numbers to you that show what the rest of the department is doing throughout the year. And the percentage of time attributed to that. Something is, something like ditch cleaning, is done throughout the county on an ongoing basis.
Is it only on county maintained roads?
Yes.
So that would be included in that. This should be included in this price.
Okay.
Because what I'm hoping to do, Frank, is before I make a decision to take in another mile of road, I know in my head that it's going to cost me. I'm basically making the county is going to pay $6,300 every year forever when we take that decision in. Is that number right? And I don't think it is.
You're right. I've missed some attributes in maintaining a road that's not in here.
Well, it just doesn't make sense financially because you spend. It's not like you're not spending your budget.
Right. No.
And I don't think you're wasting the budget. I just don't know where we're spending. It just doesn't, for me, doesn't add up.
I'd like the opportunity to redo this, please. I don't want to do, you know, there's probably 12 or 15 hours in this.
It's a good start, Frank. I just think we got to make sure we don't miss something that, if I hang my hat on it, it's going to be $6,300 to bring an asphalt road in it. And then we recalculate and it comes out to $8,000. I just need to know if it's $8,000.
And I'll tell you, if you bring your labor costs, you can add on a third for your benefits.
Yeah, go ahead and throw your benefits in there too.
Well, I will. I'm going to take a completely different approach to it.
Okay.
What was it? Okay, we'll shift gears just for fun. What was it that MoDOT told us?
$7,000 per lane mile.
Per lane mile, 12 foot wide.
Right.
$7,000.
For me, lane mile.
So for us, it would be they basically take that times two.
Close. Mm-hmm. But what I haven't done here is some of the
per
things.
Year. Okay. So they're about $14,500 per mile.
Not no cost of change, but I'm gonna approach this at a totally different. And I want Frank to keep this in mind. When I first became commissioner, went to Eugene. Mr. Ratterman was involved. Then Rock was involved. I ask, what would it cost the county on an average to do a mile of road? That's chip and seal. And I was told that with a 5-year maintenance program that we, and I use this with the public, so I'm going to have to hang with it. I know things have got more expensive, but it was $10,000, and that was an approximate price per mile for a 5-year maintenance program. That's with installation. And we checked it out on several roads in the east, and it wouldn't miss it a thousand to, say, from 9 to 12 is what, you know, was what it was costing us. And the reason I had to address the problem was because I had people that were in a Bradleyville area over there where we did some work. They wanted to know why we hadn't made a routine route on their particular road of 5 years. And I told them because of some circumstances that had taken place. So that was what was given to me by the others. Now you can kind of look at that and see where I could be way off with maybe percentage of oil cost. We know was different.
Oil,
you know,
costs are 40% to 60% higher than they were 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Just 3 years ago.
So that's whenever, you know, when I get something stuck in my head like that, well, then whenever we go to taking in and looking at different roads, and I know that when I look back at these roads that we had on date here, when I figured some of those roads, when we were taking them in and we had Randy figure the cost on them, and when they came in, I think if you'll look back on those roads and their distances, for chip and seal during those time frames, that you'll find that that's what they cost. Mm-hmm. And they were on a 5-year maintenance program. Now that wasn't counting the mowing and stuff like that, but that was what they were costing us. And that, there's a big difference there between almost $4,000 per year versus $10,000 per 5 years. So that's where I would like to have it cleared up in my mind. I know you just got through saying, and I understand that, I have to move from the, you know, the percentage cost increase on the oil and other things that we've increased labor in road and bridge since that time. So,
when did you go with that?
Well, that was in 2006 and 7, along in that area.
That's, $10,000 would be about half the cost of getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And oil would be a lot less.
I can't speak to the record keeping that was done then or what costs were then, but the numbers that you see here are what it would cost us to do any of these applications today based on last year's and the previous year to that.
Well, you're answering to what you have on yours. What I think that to make it simpler for me, I don't know about the other two commissioners, but what would make it simpler for me to understand, because there is some redoing to do, is to go back and Randy could pull. Do you keep those applications, or are they destroyed after a certain period of time of a road of application after it's taken in? Distance.
Basically, put in a file, and they go.
Okay.
They just travel right along.
Distance-wise, take like the percentage of the road done that we did on the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road, which has been a constant. You know, it's been up till last year, I think it was an every year deal. They just did a little portion, and then they do another little portion, and it was mileaged out, and see what that cost is. Can you do that?
I did that last year, and the construction of Cedar Creek Pro Tem Road at some point in time last year was $330,000. And we've done it in three phases?
It was done in two or three phases, and it still ain't completed, but I mean, it, we were doing it in every year coming to spaces.
Right.
Section and our section.
But that's a complete rebuilding of, that's
a complete rebuilding of the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. That was taken and putting a rock hammer on it, chipping the sides off, doing the ditch lines, the whole shoot and match. We were, we built that road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a county road, but we rebuilt that road. But what I would like to see is some of the ones, and we'd have to get out of the hot mix because most of the stuff that we were doing were chip and seal, but just start back in the time frame and bring it forward and see what the cost per mile. Because I used $10,000 for a 5-year maintenance program on those whenever I was when we set and take them in. That's what I figured on. And I'd always look at that when Randy'd bring the petition forward, and if it was a half a mile, and he'd say this needs, you know, if we took in a lot of, well, the Merriam Woods roads was one of them. We took in a lot of roads over there at one stretch, and we figured up so much per mile on that. Mr. Hershen was always complaining about.
Well, one thing you want to keep in mind, some of them roads were an estimated cost to bring them to a chip seal status.
Standard.
Some were based on bringing them to a gravel road status, so. Every road is just a little bit different.
Right, and you have those listed here. That much. So I see a lot of those roads here that were gravel that were brought to that status.
So Frank, you're going to redo this then? Is that correct?
I'm going to include things that this talks about surface treatments here and doesn't include other maintenances that you were mentioning.
And like Rick said, make sure you include the burden rate. You know, if mm-hmm. we're paying loggers and all that, that's part of the cost of having an employee.
Right.
So we need to, if you're paying it, and we just need to make sure everyone absorbs that price.
Okay, so does that mean we're going to table Reno Springs and Meadow Lane?
Yeah.
I'd make a motion to table that till July 11th.
I'm just joking. 2050. When do you give me back, Frank, with this? You think next week you'll have it? We won't be here, but
I hope to take Friday and Monday off. It's my 50th birthday this week.
50th?
Yes.
Wow.
I hope to
remember 50. You remember 50?
Barely.
50, that's fortune telling. That's way out there for me.
So I was hoping not to be here Friday. And I'd like another week at least on this.
Well, you're going to be gone next week quite a bit anyway.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about the week after?
Yeah,
I think that'd be a great thing. How about the 15th of March?
The Ides of March.
Huh?
The Ides of March.
I will be. I'm in conflict with the 15th of March.
We just 22nd of March.
22nd of March.
That'll be fine.
Okay. Perfect. Then your motion is to table these things to the 22nd of March.
Yes, sir.
I'll second the motion from Chuck Pendleton.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And any...
Now, if you want
to... Let's do this like it should be appropriately done. Any road petition brought before this commission up until that period of time should be set aside.
Just hold it.
And just hold it until after that date.
Okay.
That way we don't have one brought in. And now we were fortunate this morning that no one came in on this road, but we weren't so fortunate two weeks before when we had 5 or 6 individuals come in on a road. So that lets the public know that there's no need for them to come in until we get this number down.
And
we've got two more that we probably need to back up.
Who's that? Can I ask? What roads are those?
One of them is Lindell, down by Big Cedar, and the other one right off.
And Frank, as soon as you get numbers again, why don't you give them to us in our box so we can tear it apart before we go public?
What?
That way.
Lindell, is that the cross? Is that the road that changed in the Big Cedar?
Well, it's changed through the years, but this is a section of it, just a gravel section. connection? Is it through road?
A through road that they changed? I guess that I'm trying to...
That is an extra copy, yeah.
Yeah, it's changed the years. Part of it has, and part of it still is the same, but the part that changed, we're still maintaining, there's another piece that kind of jumped off of it. It's called Lindsay. There's another road named Juniper, I think, is another one. Right in that area, it's
Danny, if I attribute these other costs that we're looking at for maintaining our network, it's almost in direct conflict with the information that Randy's going to find on what it costs us to do things at the $10,000 rate, because if I add a penny to this, it'll be more than the $10,000.
Well, I know that, and I understand that, and I'm just saying that that's the way that I...
Right.
I didn't know beans from apple butter about how much it was going to cost per mile until I started getting in. We had a transformation period between Mr. Ratterman. I think I'd only been here 3 or 4 months whenever he left us. And actually, the commissioners were responsible for each side of the road till we got another hired employee as a superintendent. That's when I got involved in trying to come up with how much it was going to cost us per road.
Other business.
We have another dirt agreement here. About a year ago, we didn't have any dirt agreements in place that I was aware of. And we had a lot of dirt to get rid of, and now it seems like more and more keep coming in. I don't know... This last one is from a Rhonda Hall on Buttercup.
That was tabled because of our attorney said there may be a conflict. That's within a mile, or within 2 miles of our own road and bridge barn. And that is related to one of the employees, is it not? And so Mr. Paulson had asked us for you and him to talk to about possible conflicts. He had some questions. He had advised us to not take action until he and you talked.
Okay. When we take it to the yard, we still have to find a place to dispose of it. It's with these dirt agreements, it's finding a spot to get rid of it permanently. And
right.
When we stockpile in the yard, it still needs to be moved again.
Right.
But I think I understand.
Yeah. He just wanted to make sure there's no conflict, and if there's not, then I'm sure we'll... be open to it, but
okay. We're anticipating going back to 10-hour days on the 15th of March. That's time change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
make you aware of that. That's what we had discussed last time we went to 8-hour days.
Okay, now does that is that rotationary?
Meaning
that means we have a crew working from Tuesday to
Friday.
Tuesday to Monday, and Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday.
You're saying, are we covered, and is everyone getting an equal chance to work 4-day work weeks?
Yeah.
The way we've done it in the past is Jack's crew has not worked 10-hour days. He was kept at 8-hour days.
Right.
And that was our coverage for the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's worked in the past, unless you have an issue with that. We do have coverage full all the week long.
Okay. I thought we had brought that up in discussion, that we were going to look at that the other way. I didn't know.
We did discuss that in talking with Gene during certain times of the year, especially the summer. I think we discussed almost splitting the big crews on a rotational basis. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to chip seal time, that doesn't work.
That
doesn't work
okay.
For that.
All right. That answers that question now.
Also wanted to report that we did not pay out any overtime in the 5 snow events that we did have this year. So
good
that
work.
That was a change that has put into place, and it has actually worked.
But been complimented on the road with the snow events this year. Really?
We have spent about 90% of our budget in salt. It was a pretty busy year, and we used almost all of our supplies. We still have some on hand, but if we were to be hit with a big storm right now, we probably...
Heard on the radio, I think, yesterday or today, that we get an average of 2 or 3 inches in March.
Really?
I heard the same thing.
Did you hear that?
March, we're not out of it yet.
No. Received several phone calls about spring cleanup. I'm anticipating that we'll do spring cleanup again. Last year it was done for 2 days in the spring. It was done on the 17th and 18th of April.
We did that 2 days in the fall last year. We have got away from the 1 day, 2 day deal.
Yes, we have.
And I don't know how we're going to do that. You guys want, are we going to, we're talking dollars here and we're talking cost per mile. Are we going to go back to 1 day, 2 day?
Previously, one event was a 1 day event, one event was a 2 day event. I can't tell you which is which.
Yeah, are we going to 1 day or are we going to stay, or are we going to go 2 days, basically?
In the spring, when everybody's mm-hmm. out, you don't have your summer growth to deal with like they do in the fall. Yeah, I think the 2 days better off in the spring and the 1 day in the fall, myself.
I mean, are we talking a lot of extra costs for doing both of them 2 day events?
You got about eight people on each side, right?
Each side.
1 day is a regular work day, other than if we're on 10-hour days, we could adjust
time and a half.
We could adjust the crew to take a Monday off and then have them available for that Friday, so it wouldn't be overtime.
I mean, I'd like to see a 2 day event on both. Just, I mean, if the purpose is trying to get cleaned up, I'm just saying for the fall event. You're saying 2 days in the spring, 1 day in the fall.
We got away from that. We were in the middle of a, and it actually happened accidentally. It was a newspaper mess up, and we ended up having a 4 day event one year, and so we went 2 days, 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. But it used to be the first 3 years I was here, it was 2 days and 1 day.
Last year, the fall was a 2 day event, and it was, at least on the east side, was probably the busiest they've reported of all time, and that was a 2 day event. But Branson's side was at or below average for last fall event.
I'm good with, Chuck, what do you think?
You want to do it? Well, it don't make me no difference, but I'm just making a...
2 and 1.
2 in the spring, 1 in the fall.
It's fine.
We'll take Danny's recommendation.
Well, that's unusual.
It is. Mark it down. I'll use it against you later. I do listen to you, Danny. See, that's the first time.
What do y'all remember what the cost is on those dumpsters, big roll-offs?
I don't.
We got like 6 or 8 of them out there now.
We had 8, and then we had to call for 3 more on this side here last year. And then the dumping fees, once we get it to its final destination. But I think it's better there than in a gully somewhere, a roadside edge.
Oh yeah, I agree. It's a good thing to do, no question. I was just thinking about how you could do it cheaper. What about, why can't we just put it right in our trailers and haul it instead of having to rent those dumpsters and pay them to? Do they haul it to our place? Do you know? Yes, they do.
Yes.
I don't know. I just thought. I know they've got the moving floor thing, and maybe they're not as tough.
We spent a long time of bringing a couple of trailers over, but at the time the transfer was so busy, they couldn't spare the extra.
I remember that.
Come over and have enough.
I remember that.
Just having 5 or 6 roll-offs at most.
I don't know, it's just a thought. I hadn't thought it through. I'm just thinking.
You know, it was such a big deal to change it. When we changed the roll-offs, I mean, it was a big deal because we had trash piled to the top of the
mess.
Yeah, that didn't work too good.
That didn't work too good, and then we had to pick it up and put it in there. So
the roll-offs made that so much easier as far as having a place to put it.
And people getting in and out.
It's already contained, and then
people getting in and out was a big deal.
I guess my fear in using the big trucks would be we'd have to get the big loader out here probably because of height. And then when we compact it, it's more confined where it's at down below. And then
can't compact it if you're just top-loading.
He can't see in it.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Next.
That's all I had on my agenda. You sounded like you might have had something else to talk about.
Got road and bridge stuff?
I don't.
He lifted up a stack of papers and said this might be
the executive. We do have.
Is that an executive?
Yeah, that's an executive issue.
Can you come back in 30 minutes? It's not. We just got to talk about some labor transfers and things like that.
Okay.
Some specifics.
Okay.
We have a whole stack that was submitted, and we need direction.
Okay. I will be back.
We'll buzz you. We'll buzz you because Mike is next here, and then when we're done with that, we can go back into it. It won't be before 2:30.
Okay.
Can we take
a couple-minute recess?
That'd be wonderful. All right.